This week, President Donald Trump vowed his administration will bolster artificial intelligence development nationwide. Some critics warn all the expected developments may be contributing to a clean energy nightmare. Part of the Trump administration's plan would potentially involve cutting back environmental regulations to rev up construction of AI supercomputers. These powerful computers are housed in large-scale data centers that require a lot of energy.
All the most of the energy goes into powering the graphics processing units. They also generate heat, which means they need we need water to cool those processes down. There is a risk that the data center operators are benefiting disproportionately from those energy investments, but then those costs are being distributed to the local ratepayers, the local consumers in those communities.
Some scientists say there will not be enough renewable energy to power those centers if local power grids have to make upgrades to account for the strain that will result in higher electricity bills.
Honor to have such a great investor investing in our country. The investment will support massive new data centers across the Midwest, the Sun Belt area, and also to keep America on the cutting edge of technology and artificial intelligence. He's very big into the data centers, and that's going to be a very hot item in the coming years, as you know, with AI in particular. The first phase of the project will be in Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana, those places. And Hussein, I'd love you to come up and say a few words. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sometimes people held up 12, 13, 14, 15 years. I saw it with plants in Louisiana where I got it approved in literally a week. They were through the review in 1 week after spending 14 and a half years trying to get it, and they were going nowhere. It was a terrible thing. So I've been a victim of that myself over the years, and I think I know all the games and all the tricks that are played. And much of it is just done to stop progress. So we're going to be helping you and everybody else that comes to the United States and wants to invest their money that you don't get tied up for the rest of your life and you can't do anything.
Phase of the project will be in Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana. Those places.
From Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk, it has nothing to do with cars. Instead, Musk warns about artificial intelligence, which he has called more dangerous than nuclear weapons. Musk spoke at a symposium at MIT.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
I take it there will be no Hell 9000 going up to Mars.
Hell 9000 would be easy. It's way more complex than, I mean, to put Hell 9000 to shame. Yeah.
That's like so many dog. Different great things. Where is he? Come on up here, Elon. He created the first major American car company in generations, and his rocket company is the only reason we can now send American astronauts into space. Come here. Take over, Elon. Yes, take over.
Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. All right? This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. and we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, the snake. It's called the snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Poor thing," she cried, "I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you." The border. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died." She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. "I have saved you," cried the woman. "And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in."